Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello friends and fellow world changers, welcome to today's episode. It's Good Friday and the start of the Holy Weekend, when we get to celebrate the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ come Sunday. What better way to commemorate this day our Savior gave His all for us, His life, so we may have the abundant life He secured for us through His death. It's the final stanza in our exploration of Psalm 119, which also corresponds to the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet Tau, which could signify life or death, meaning man has completely died to self and gained the truth of God, which is life, the life Jesus gave us in His death. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here, the psalmist makes a profound commitment in his declaration, which is today's title, I want to follow you. This stanza communicates a heartfelt plea for divine guidance and revelation, expressing a deep desire for a closer understanding and experience of God's word. The psalmist presents his prayer as a sacrificial offering, yearning for rescue and deliverance as promised by God. Through the process of learning and being taught by God, the psalmist finds a profound joy that transforms into worship with God's perfect and true commands as the subject of his song. The commitment to follow God's way is met with a request for strength and favor, while the anticipation of deliverance fuels a thrilling joy in God's words. Despite the risk of strain, the psalmist's bond to God remains unshaken, buttressed by a trust in God's pursuit of His beloved. Our key takeaways and success principles are the psalmist emphasizes the importance of continuous learning and deeper understanding of God's word, seeing it as a life-giving force, a commitment to worship. Through joyous praise and worship, the psalmist shows that God's teachings and commands are not just rules to follow, but reasons to celebrate. We also see here a prayer for strength and guidance, recognizing his human frailty. The psalmist seeks God's strength and favor to steadfastly follow the divine path. We also see an anticipation of deliverance. There is a confident hope in God's promise of deliverance, which adds an exhilarating quality to the psalmist's faith journey. He acknowledges his human weakness, as we also must do. The admission of occasionally losing the way highlights the psalmist's humility and reliance on God's mercy to lead him back. The principle of relentless pursuit of truth and unwavering faith in divine promises stand out. The psalmist's approach, turning learning into worship, seeking strength for obedience, and maintaining hope in deliverance, serves as a powerful model for facing life's challenges with faith. To sum up, this stanza is a vivid testament to the transformative power of God's word in a believer's life. It drives home beauty of a faith that is both joyous in worship and earnest in seeking divine guidance, even amidst human imperfections. The psalmist's journey from plea to praise exemplifies a spiritual resilience that is deeply rooted in trust and love for the divine. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I relentlessly pursue divine revelation, transforming learning into worship, and steadfastly placing my hope in God's promises. My path is guided by His truth. My strength is renewed throughout His word, and my heart is steadfast in His love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world, both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says, "The world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out, make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time." May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless. Have a restful weekend and see you again next week.